Hello, Christians. Stand by to worship our Lord.
Well, or maybe we could kneel to worship our Lord.
You know, sweetheart, that's a real good point.
Well, can we stand and worship God?
I think there's only one answer to that question, only if God himself would permit it. God is a holy God. Under the old covenant, to approach the holy God incorrectly meant certain death. In fact, in the book of Exodus, Moses' brother Aaron, remember Moses had a brother named Aaron, were executed by God for that very reason. Do you remember the historic event where one of the men who was carrying the Ark of the Covenant accidentally touched it and instantly died?
You know, I never really understood that, because he was just doing his job and the handle slipped and he was only trying to keep the Ark, you know, from being damaged. So sometimes in some way that seems a little bit unfair when he was trying to do what was right.
Well, as we study God's own words, he himself was able to portray a picture of himself and his holiness in and through our understanding that we could have never seen before. Let me reinstate it another way. God revealed to us spiritual truths in spiritual ways that the physical mind often just would never be able to comprehend. If you've ever been so ill that you couldn't stand up, have you ever been that sick?
I have been. I know you have been.
Maybe then you would understand this next statement better. Once we truly recognize the holiness of God, we are so sickened by the state of our own unholiness that we would naturally become too weak to even stand. God is a holy God. I want to repeat that. I want to remind our listeners that once we truly recognize the holiness of God, that we are so wicked and sickened by the state of our own unholiness, we would naturally not be able to stand before a holy God.
But we pray right now to God, and we even stand and call him our Father.
Indeed. Indeed we do. One day, coming very soon, my dear, we'll all stand before a holy living God. We will stand before him in a holy place with his holy angels on or near his perfect throne. Seraphs, angels, angelic choirs, sights of glory and wonder we can't imagine or never seen before. Colors and lights and sights never visioned or perceived by us in a lifetime. A perfectly holy environment. We can do that by the power not of ourselves, but by the power of the cleansing blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Souls will suddenly realize that eternity and that God, the God that they denied all their lives is imminently and suddenly, my dear, before them.
Yes. And, you know, do you think then that maybe we should kneel today when we pray?
Sometimes, my dear, those who don't have feet may have their feet washed by Jesus. And those who don't have legs will run with Jesus. And those who no longer have working knees will kneel and bow and pray to the Father with Jesus. The New Testament tells us that someday every knee shall bow, every knee. Yes, when we are in close, intimate relationship with our God, it seems appropriate. It seems absolutely necessary. In fact, I suspect nothing else will do. Let me insert one more final thought on this subject. Anyone who don't think that they have should kneel before God is already in serious trouble.
All aboard!
Welcome, folks. Thanks for coming and joining us on the Heaven Express. So you thought that was a long intro?
Maybe. Is that the train I hear? Could it be drawing near? Could it be the Heaven Express?
It was, yeah.
Yes, it was.
If the Lord came today,
could you say I'm ready for the Heaven Express?
If I should die tomorrow,
or you, my Christian friend,
someday
we'll be together.
Forever and ever, amen. Do you treat knees?
Do I treat knees? Depends on what Amazon.
Well, I know he's made mine be able to work again. Yeah, true.
Obviously, as we get older, it gets harder to kneel, for sure.
Yes, it does.
All aboard, they call.
Jesus paid it all.
He's the ticket
for the Heaven Express.
And you are blessed
on the Heaven Express. Something to be said for quantity versus quality.
Let me qualify that. We're going to turn this segment of our program now we call The Heart of the Composer. My dear sweet wife is going to do a song for us now called
Speak, O Lord.
Good evening, dear listeners. We are going to be listening tonight to a song called Speak, O Lord. It was written by Stuart Townend. He was the son of a Church of England vicar in Sowerby Bridge, West Yorkshire. He was the youngest of four children, and his father was the vicar of Christ Church, Sowerby Bridge, from 1974 until his death in a motor accident in 1985. Townend started learning to play the piano at age 7. At the age of 13, he made his Christian commitment, and he began songwriting at age 22. He studied literature at the University of Sussex. And at the university, he met Caroline, whom he married in 1988. And they have three children, Joseph, Emma, and Eden. He has attended and regularly leads the worship at the Church of Christ the King in Brighton. In 2005, Cross Rhythms magazine described Townend as, quote, one of the most significant songwriters in the whole international Christian music field, unquote. The Christian website Crosswalk commented that, quote, the uniqueness of Townend's writing lies partly in its lyrical content. There is both a theological depth and a poetic expression that some say is very rare in today's worship writing. End quote. Just this last summer in June 2017, Townend was awarded the Cranmer Award for Worship by the Archbishop of Canterbury for his outstanding contribution to contemporary worship music. That's a wonderful career, and he is still hard at it, and oh my goodness, his music certainly lifts the soul. This song tonight, Speak, O Lord, the lyrics are just amazing. And I'm not going to read all three verses, but I'd like you to hear some of the words so that it can sink into your soul as you're listening to the piece of music. Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Words to live by. Speak, O Lord. Thank you.
You know, it's time for a segment of our program that we call Pearls. Not everyone has the blessing of a godly grandfather. There are many who never need their grandfather at all. We call the segment of this program Pearls of Wisdom from a Godly Grandpa. Here he is, reading Pearls of Wisdom, Brian Savage.
I've worked in the rugged outdoors almost all my life, and I'm not sure that I've ever been afraid of the elements. I've been on telephone poles in high winds, walked over houses on snowdrifts. I've been on mountains that moved in the rain, waters that pushed bridges and roads aside like giant hands. I even recall a bright sunny day that was so bright, for a half hour you couldn't see anything. I thought that I had seen it all. When you get to that point, that's when you are in real trouble. Just when you think you've seen it all, you come to the realization that that just isn't true. I was recently in a hospital, and I was watching a young trainee being instructed how to complete a medical procedure, and I kept hearing her say, "Yes, I know. Yes, I know." It didn't take me long to see that this trainee had an attitude problem, and yet the older, wiser teacher was being pretty patient with her. I figured it wouldn't be too long before the trainee got herself into a situation where she needed assistance. It didn't take long, and the machine that she was operating jammed, and then her confidence caved. After several incidents of frustration, and after the trainer saw that I was watching, she took the reins and finished the procedure. Attitude is everything, isn't it? Have you ever been sure that you knew it all and were sadly proven wrong? You don't have to be smart to be right once in a while. You don't have to be dumb to be horribly wrong sometimes. Do we ever know enough? I don't think we do, or that we ever will. But God has given us His Word. We call it the Bible, and it's a book of instructions from God. It's good in floods, rainstorms, lightning, windstorms, and even droughts. It is the only book I know of that will get you through this journey. Get smart. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Global positioning systems are nice, but God's protection system is perfect. Load that up in your brain. Now that is smart. God's word will get you where you need to go. It will get you where you want to go. Guaranteed. Shed the attitude, dude. You will never outsmart the Creator. Ask an angel named Lucifer.
Ooh. That was tight, honey. Good.
You know, several years ago we wrote this song, one of my favorite. It's sort of a fun song. I like to think of ourselves as children sometimes when we're singing, especially. You know how children get really into singing for Jesus. They bop up and down and twist all around and just enjoy the music. Well, I hope you enjoy this as much as we do. You have some scripture reading.
I do.
Well, why don't you read it for us?
I will share that. It's from Ephesians 4, and it's 21 through 24. Assuming that you have heard about Christ and you were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
Thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put off and put on. All right, kids, here's your chance. Put off, put on, change for His glory above.
Do as you're taught.
You are created by God.
Oops.
Put off,
put on,
change for His glory above.
Do as you're taught. For you were created by God.
God faithfully served us by trusting in Jesus. Christ paid for all of your sins, living like Jesus is proof that you mean it. and you really want to change. So put on.
Put on.
Change for a glory above.
Do as you're taught, for you were created by God.
God faithfully saved us by trusting in Jesus. Christ paid for our sins. Living like Jesus is proof. It's a minute. You really want
to change.
So,
put on. Change for the glory above. Do as you're taught.
And do it to
show him your love.
Put off.
Put on.
Change for his glory above.
Do as you're taught, for you were created by God. Well, I am really excited today, honey. And that is because we have a wonderful guest in on our show tonight with us, our program.
Might I say he's back again?
Yes, you could say he's welcome back to the Heaven Express program, Dr. David Tharp.
Dr. Tharp, it's so good to have you back with us today. Let me start our conversation today with this question. Now, Dr. Tharp, you're a physician of
chiropractic.
Uh-huh. And where do physicians go together to worship together in the Lord?
Where do we go? Well,
is there a special church just for physicians?
Yeah. Not that I've seen. most of us, I believe, who are Christians, worship at our own churches and we always think about worshiping and what we do as a profession as well. I mean,
is there a club or an association of Christian physicians?
Well,
that you've heard of? Or?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
So, at our office, we're part of a management company who is not considered a Christian company, but is very open about their Christian beliefs, which is very refreshing mm-hmm. for a company that's not supposed to be very Christian to be that open. In fact, the seminars we go to just to help us with some day-to-day operations are very biblical. Always has a verse in the middle of the seminar, and it's great because the people who are there, not all of them are Christians, and to be that open is amazing, especially when it's not really a Christian organization.
Yeah. Now, I have heard of a group of doctors that are associated underneath the cross of Christ, and they're called the Brethren of Dr. Luke. Hmm. Because Luke, the disciple, was also a
doctor,
physician.
Yes.
Brian just came over and pointed to the doctor's fingers. Now, he wasn't telling you that you've been painting the bedroom and
yes.
making you see the latex paint everywhere.
Yeah.
What he was telling you was, don't tap the counter.
Yes, it's a habit. I'm working with my hands. I'm always playing with my fingers and hands.
Did you see how much he jumped?
I did.
Yeah, brothers in Christ that you regularly associate with because they're like-minded believers. Tell us, too, where do you go to church?
Well, first I go to Marion First Church of the Nazarene, obviously downtown. And we associate with quite a few people, but the person that's been the biggest mentor to me has been Dr. Scott Gray.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, he's a wonderful Christian man, but second of all, he's taught me he's taught me everything I need to know. And of course, we have affiliations with our pastors and our staffs, and that are just are there when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Glenn and I always like to talk about God moments. That's when we can something happens in our day or our week when we clearly see God doing what God does best, and that's helping us with our daily lives. And guess who was supposed to be on this next hour's program? Do you know Dr. I'm not sure he's a doctor. Do you know Pastor Steve Essex?
Yeah, he's that. Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be on
here. He was supposed to be on here. Yes, he's our pastor.
He was supposed to follow you today. Sorry, Steve.
Yes.
But apparently he had something come up, and so we... in fact, that reminds me, our next guest is the station manager, Scott Spears.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a Christian radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been amazed how they don't hesitate for us to do a Christian program on here. And they never did, yeah. In fact, I think I mentioned in our program next hour that they have more Christian programs on here now than ever before.
That's awesome.
So isn't it wonderful how God does what he does in ways we could never imagine.
Oh, you're exactly right.
Well, I'm kind of wondering how you found your church and what is it about your church that draws you in?
Well, my dad is actually a Nazarene minister.
Oh, okay.
So how I found my church is when my dad became the worship pastor. Oh, I think it was 15 years ago. So I actually moved here when I was in high school. And I graduated from high school from River Valley, went off to Mount Vernon Nazarene, went to chiropractic school, then came back to my original church. So it was, it's all part of God's plan. I mean, it's been a blessing to be there. It's so full of young families and young people, and it's an amazing place to raise a family.
I want to assure that you have enough time to discuss what you want to talk about here on the station this afternoon. You reminded me that you would like to discuss stem cell research.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we begin that discussion right now? That's probably a pretty controversial topic in Christian arenas.
Yes. Well, there's nothing controversial as far as the type of stem cells that we use. So the stem cells
But it is.
Yes, there are parts that are...
It
can be, yes.
And do you think justifiably so? Maybe I shouldn't go that far.
No. Ask away.
Well, continue.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So the controversial type that deals with the aborted fetuses is actually illegal in the U.S., so that's not available to use anywhere in the United States, and I hope it continues to stay that way. Obviously, having three young kids, you know, breaks my heart every day when I hear these stories. And so we are using, in our office at Marion Integrated Health, use stem cells for regenerative purpose. So these are actually taken from an umbilical cord after the mom is healthy, and of course the baby is healthy. So what they're doing is they're taking stem cells from the umbilical cord once everyone is safe, of course.
Which material is no longer going to be used.
You're exactly right. So what they used to be doing is they used to take this material, they used to just throw it away. And what
life-giving material.
You're exactly right. Because over the past 9 months, that material has been used to rebuild or build babies.
Tell us non-medical oriented people why that material is giant gain in medical research.
Why it's being so important right now?
Yeah.
That's a giant question in itself, because this type of stem cells that we're using have been allowed to be used in like Europe, Mexico, Central America for decades.
Wow.
And it's only been in the past couple of years, and I don't have the exact answer of why that's all of a sudden changed in the U.S.
So what makes this such a successful treatment?
Number one, there's no side effects. So most procedures you go into, you have to sign off a waiver saying it could cause any sort of side effects, it could kill you. And number one, it's no side effects. Number two,
there's no side effects.
Mm-hmm. So number two, the most important part is the regenerative part. So those stem cells that were being used to build the child over 9 months are now being used to regenerate tissue in knees, hips, shoulders, necks, back. And then it's also great for inflammation. So people who have chronic inflammatory conditions, it's been amazing for conditions that are highly inflammatory. So it helps reduce inflammation. And then it's also great for immune system as well. So those things have been very beneficial for the results that we've seen for the people who have used the stem cells.
Well, it obviously couldn't be my own umbilical cord, so it doesn't make any difference if it's...
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
That's a perfectly great question, because these stem cells are so basic. They haven't really become anything. Because, like, if you go get an organ transplant, a heart, liver, kidney, you have to take anti-rejection medication because it's technically not your tissue. But these stem cells are so basic, and they haven't become anything, so your body technically does not know how to reject that tissue or that or those cells.
So it doesn't reject it at all. It
We've
just
never
absorbs
had a case
it?
Of yes.
In our lifetime, certainly in mine, maybe not yours, we've seen some amazing scientific discovery that we as human beings are learning about and continue to learn all the time. And the reason I make that introduction in that way is the fact that we're beginning to see what God can do that we never have seen before.
You're exactly right.
For example, DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my son Brian if he understood what DNA was. He said, "Yeah, Dad's nasty attitude." No, son, I didn't write. I did. But we can look at DNA and see the potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you're gonna tell us the potential waiting for a stem cell.
Yeah. It's changing everything. It's going to change medicine. And it's what God already provided. It's what God already provided. I mean, it's what He designed those cells to do is create a child.
Hmm.
And now, since He's provided them for us, it's amazing to see what if we just open our eyes and see what's right in front of us, what He can provide for us and how we can use it to.
So how do you use it in your ministry or in your practice?
How do we use, well, so how do we use the...
why would you be interested in stem cell research?
Yes.
Is it an application that you can use?
Yes. So I, as a chiropractor, so I don't actually administer stem cells. We actually have a team of medical doctors and nurse practitioners that help us provide these procedures. Because the reason we got into it was because we were tired of some of the options. I mean, as chiropractors, we try to help people with neck pain, back pain, sciatica, headaches, conditions that are usually musculoskeletal. And we struggle with certain things. We struggle with things like bone-on-bone knees, bone-on-bone hips, sometimes severely degenerated lower backs, necks. And we're just tired of the same options. We're tired of the pain pills.
Aren't that effective sometimes anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We certainly would provide relief when there's no other relief to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always looking, especially people in medicine, are mm-hmm. always looking for a better solution.
You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. And that's actually what we did. We just looked for that better solution because everything's changing. Like, why is medicine not changing? Because especially for the conditions we treat, I mean, if I can't help, my immediate is, let's go do an injection. Maybe we need surgery. And in the back of our heads, we're thinking, there's got to be something better. than the same, the status quo. It's been the same thing for at least 30 years. Like, mm-hmm. why are things not changing when everything else is? So we just went looking for a different answer.
How did it come about that they discovered this?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's been around for a long time. Huh. It's been around, like they've been doing, when you hear athletes going over to Europe for treatments, a lot of times this is what they're doing. They're going and getting stem cell treatments.
Yeah, there's a lot of medical procedures that have been around mm-hmm. for a long time. Ancient, can you think of one that's been around since the Chinese?
Oh, well, acupuncture.
Acupuncture, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one.
Yeah. That's one that I wanted to point out. Get it?
Well, yeah.
What else do you want to tell us about acupuncture?
Well, I don't know a lot. Oh, you mean stem cells?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm like, well, I don't know a ton about acupuncture.
Well, acupuncture,
but
yeah.
Well, the biggest thing is it's changing lives. I mean, it's
changing lives here in Marion?
Oh, yeah. We've treated, we've been in Marion for about a year. Because, like I said, the stem cells have only been in the U.S. for 2 years. And we've treated about 250 people in the last year, so we've seen a lot of really good results. I've even actually, my mom, we did stem cells in her knee. She couldn't ride a bike for at all, a stationary bike at all, for mm-hmm. more than 10 seconds. Now she can ride a stationary bike for 30 minutes. She's just, it's amazing mm-hmm. to see some of the physical changes from the regenerative properties of stem cells.
So are you seeing a stem cell inserted into back parts?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We mainly when you have stem cells done, they're either done through a IV or a intra-articular injection, like an injection through the knee, the hip, shoulder, back. But for more chronic inflammatory processes, you have to do an intravenous or an IV. Mm-hmm. So that way, even you do it through an IV, it gets into the bloodstream.
Right, sure. Well, so then are you instrumental in helping for individual people place where their point of pain is so that they can take that to the stem cell people? Or
yeah, so primarily with this, we're working with tissue regeneration. So a lot of times when we're doing these treatments, we're putting them in the site of pain. So we make sure the stem cells localize to the area that needs to be regenerated.
Hmm. How did the stem cells do that? Do they just kind of repopulate?
Yeah, that's a great question. Inflammation. So researchers believe that stem cells are attracted through inflammation. So if you have inflammation in your knee, your hip, your shoulder, when you put them wherever they're at, they automatically know where to go based on inflammation within your system.
Huh.
It's flat out amazing. It's just
that is just flat out amazing.
Yeah, the question I always get is, "This sounds too good to be true," and it's just amazing. It's really changing a lot of people.
I have a great idea, Brian. The doctor can inject me with some stem cells, and I can bend backwards, double jointed. What do you think?
Could happen.
I think it would be a blessing if you could bend at all. That would be very good.
If you could bend over the walk, it would be nice at times.
Yes, it would, honey.
That's for sure. You often get to share your testimony, and we'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more you want to say about
it? That's primary. That's the main points about it.
You often share your testimony of Christ's love for you and your family at work. Can you do that? I think you touched on that a little bit.
Oh, at work?
Yeah.
Well,
you get that opportunity sometimes?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, the first thing we always start out with in the morning is, I mean, not all my staff are Christians, but I still pray every morning with my staff. Try to be the best influence mm-hmm. that I can be, and setting a good example. And we pray for our patients individually. Sometimes patients have surgeries. Of course, pray for staff if they're sick or ill. And we try to make sure that, well, me personally, I try to make sure that God is first in every aspect of my life.
Excellent. Yeah.
You remember, I warned you we were going to do a segment of the program called Just What Did That Kid Say?
Yep.
We've all been there. You know, when your kid or grandkid or even when you were a kid yourself and said something that the family still talks about today. Let's see what our guest, Dr. Tharp, has to say about these children. Will it be hilarious or just plain awesome?
I think it's funny. So, my 4.5-year-old Henry, I don't really know where he picked this up at, but even today we were just in the car, me and my wife talking about where we're going to lunch, and out of nowhere he just says, "Knock it off, knucklehead." I don't know where he got that from. Every time he says it, he just says it in such a serious tone, and I laugh at him, and it's just. Now he thinks it's hilarious to say.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Either you or your wife both have to have that same sense of humor, because who knows who he's talking
You're
to.
You're exactly right. Like, let's not take this too seriously, please.
Yeah.
Are you too old, son, for me to say, knock it off, knucklehead?
Never too old.
No. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd like to go back with another question regarding the stem cells.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Let's do that.
Okay, thank you. For a lot of our listeners, well, and myself too,
absolutely.
You know, you think about stem cell, and that just seems like so Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the procedure?
Yeah, it's actually very, very simple, the procedure. So with stem cells, like I was talking about earlier, they're either delivered through a intra-articular injection, not any different than if you've had a cortisone shot before.
Okay.
I know a lot of people get cortisone shots in their knees, their hips, their shoulders. It's the exact same thing as far as the procedure.
Okay.
And then if you ever had an IV done, the IV takes about 30 minutes. So the main difference is, though, with regeneration, this is not something that gets better in a day. A lot of times these results take 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks, sometimes 12 weeks, because these stem cells will actually double every 28 hours for about 65 times, which is about 90 days. So when you put stem cells in your system, they double. So they don't double exponentially, unfortunately, but they double and to the point where you have millions and millions of stem cells that are going through your system to regenerate.
So it seems to me the IV would be the best way, because if you put it in, it's going to go through your whole body and regenerate your whole body.
I wish it would.
Is that right?
I wish it would make us 30 years younger.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
so it's only going to go to an area that recognizes a need?
Yeah. So, and a lot of times patients, when they come in, they're looking for relief for regeneration in the knee or in the hip or the shoulder. So we try to accommodate by putting the stem cells in that area to localize where most of the stem cells will be.
Well, tell us about where your office is, and then tell us also how they would get a hold of somebody if they just even wanted to know about it. Where can they go?
Absolutely. Well, the easiest thing to do is just get on Google and look for Marion Integrated Health, and that will put you in touch with our office. And John Matthews is with our office. And he will be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, set up for a seminar, because there's a lot of information with this. We always encourage patients, potential patients, to watch our informational seminar or come to one of our seminars that I do a few times a month. And he has that information.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a lot of information. Like you said, it feels like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that's brand new. We want to make sure people make an informed decision about this, because it's changed a lot of lives, but you also have to be ready for it too, because you want to know what you're really getting into as far as what it really is going to do, because there's so many options. If you Google stem cells, you're going to find out there's going to be like 10 million things, dozens of opinions, negatives, positives. So we try to bring everything together so that you can make the easiest decision about stem cells and if they could be right for you and in your healthcare journey, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So the only downside would be if it didn't.
Yes.
Didn't work for
uh-huh.
you.
And our success rate is about 80%.
Wow.
So it's still a really high percentage. That's
yes.
the biggest risk, is either it works 80% of the time or there's about a 15 to 20% chance of it not being as effective.
That is just amazing.
Do you have a telephone number you want to give out on the air? If you can think of it, that way, while you're looking for the phone number.
I will. I'll get the telephone number. That's one number I don't know off the top of my head right now.
And how about your practice number? Is that the same number?
It's a different number.
Well, I wanted to give our listeners the other number, too.
Yes. So
your local practice.
Yeah. So I have two offices, essentially.
Okay.
The Ohio Neck and Back Pain Relief Center, where I am a chiropractor at, and that number is 740-386-6580. And then our other office, which is Marion Integrated Health. Let me pull that up. I have it.
Okay.
And Integrated Health, excuse me, is 740-397-9967, which is our stem cell office. So if you have questions about that, please call us.
Of course, if they had either number, they could call and get more information about both, I'm sure.
Yes, we try to put people in contact with both offices at points.
Doc, you remember last time you were here, I wrote a poem for you. And I thought it would be fun if you gave that to our listeners again.
Absolutely.
Today. Now, Mary went a-hiking, and she took this narrow path, and there she found a Bigfoot just lying on its back. And when the Bigfoot told her that he was in much pain, that he had stumbled on a rut and rested his back again. Now, Mary was a part-time nurse, and she was pretty sharp. She simply used her cell phone and called on Dr. Tharp. And when the doctor got there, the procedure was the same. But when the Bigfoot left them, he had turned from wild to tame. Doctor, we certainly can't thank you enough for being with us today.
Do you have anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, I always like to say hi to my wife. I know.
Deidre?
My wife Deidre, excuse me. She is a little shy, so I always like to embarrass her when I can.
Oh, good.
This is your chance.
That's right. And children.
Yes. Can't forget them. I have a 4.5-year-old Henry, and then Charlie's 2.5, and Mary Kate is about 9 months old.
Oh my goodness, that is a family.
Yes, it keeps us
and
very
busy.
And
a busy mommy. Does she work outside of the home?
Not anymore. That's her full-time job right now, is taking care of our kids.
Being the mother. Mm-hmm. Yes. Aw.
So Brian, how much time do we have left here?
In about 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Folks, thank you for joining us today. Whether we're on the air.
Or in a plane.
Or in a car.
Or on a train.
It's our prayer that we meet again.
Until then, may the one who blesses us bless you much. Good night. God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous Cookie Man, Walt.